1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text, Joe at rt.ie. The name of the company is Sunkiss Travel. And the connection, just I'm sure there's a number of companies, one called Sunkiss and two called probably Sunkiss Travel as well. It's a pretty common name. But the connection is that you get a phone number in Ballsbridge and then you're put through to somebody in Shoreditch in the UK. Graham, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe? Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Your friend, how much did she pay to Sunkiss?
Unfortunately, she has paid almost €600, €599.
For what, ostensibly?
So, ostensibly, their offer is to set you up with accommodation at your chosen location. Mm-hmm. They're also supposed to provide you with a rep who will help you to find a job. So, working summers. Ahead of that, you're supposed to be given full information as to where you're going, who you're meeting. And the big thing, the big ticket item, I think, that was missing here, they're supposed to add you to a social media group where you can speak to fellow travellers who will be going to the same destination at the same time, so you can get to know who you'll be living with, who you'll be working with, and have some sense of security going out there.
And the destinations are where?
They have destinations in several locations in Spain and also in Greece, maybe some other places, but I think they're the main ones.
Okay, so it's almost like a J1 visa, except you don't need a J1 visa for Europe.
Exactly, and they advertise that they'll help you out with legalities and all that kind of thing, but of course, it's Europe, so there aren't any.
And is it mainly aimed at students looking for work during the summer?
It's young adults, so students or people who are not in college, but they're certainly aiming at that sort of 18 to 25 kind of demographic.
Okay, now, what did your friend pay the €600 for? What did she think she was paying it for?
Well, for those services, so they were supposed to set her up with secure accommodation, the rep who would help her to get some work and help her to settle in on the location. They said that the location she'd be staying would be a resort, mm-hmm. and it's very much suggested that the resort belongs to Sunkiss, but no such thing is true, as I can tell you after. And also, as I said, that social media group, so she would be speaking to people before travelling out. So she should have been able to travel out there today, but unfortunately, just for safety reasons, I think people who care about her said it was better that she didn't go. Because at the end of the day, the expectation that Sunkiss delivered was that a 21-year-old woman would go out to a foreign location she's never been to without a contact name, without a phone number, just with the name of a building that she should arrive at, without even a specific apartment number to go to, and not having ever spoken to any of the people who were supposedly going on the trip with her. So that was the initial issues that were identified with Sunkiss.
Now, there's a phone number. It's an Irish phone number. Apparently you ring. It's an office in Ballsbridge in Regis House. That's a fine, reputable company. They rent out office space. We contacted Regis House. They've no record of Sunkiss whatsoever.
I got the same information. And also from the London location, Canada Place, I think it's called, same information. Their registered address simply does not recognise them.
So when you dial the Dublin number, it answers somewhere in the UK, ostensibly, again. We don't know where it answers, do we?
Supposedly it's a lady in Shoreditch, supposedly. Yeah. But that individual will not give you any information. She just directs you to send an email to their support person, who, for all we know, could be the same individual. We've only ever spoken to one person throughout the entire 5-month process. Only one person we've ever actually reliably spoken to.
And you also said that you checked out Facebook and their endorsements on Facebook.
Yeah, there were a number of things that gave me concern when my friend asked me to look into this. There's reviews on the Facebook page, likes and comments on the Facebook page that come from accounts that I would say are quite suspicious. They just have a profile picture and a name. and they have never done anything except like a comment on the Sun Kiss page. So there's no other content. There are other accounts that look a bit more real, perhaps, but the majority of them appear to be like that. And, you know, for a company that serves the Irish and UK market, there aren't really any Irish or UK names.
And did your friend, Graham, finally, 51551's a text number, how did your friend come to know of Sun Kiss Travel?
I think she came across it initially in a Google search. It does come up prominently in results. So they certainly seem to have set up their internet presence quite well. The website is, I have to say, as somebody who works in IT, the website is quite slick looking. So it seems like a certain amount of production went into this at one point. So what happened thereafter, I can't say. There's no way to verify when or where any of those videos were taken. So occasionally you'll see one that's posted up within the last few months, but it's actually a repost of an older video from several years ago.
Okay. You're doing a fair bit of investigation yourself, Graham. By the way, it's an attractive offering, isn't it? You're going to go away for the summer. You don't have to try and they'll sort out accommodation and a job for you. You pay up front for a month's accommodation plus work in Spain. So it takes out, it's a very attractive offering.
It is, and my friend actually, fortunately for her, the people who, I mean, she's a young woman, she works part-time, she's not somebody who's flush with cash. Unfortunately, the people who care about her have managed to set her up with another more reputable company who, within minutes of her application, had her added to the social media group, so she knows exactly who she'll be living with, who she'll be working with. But the money that went to Sun Kiss Travel is unfortunately money sunk and lost down the drain. Other people had to rally around. And it's just really unfortunate. Actually, Sunkiss, in their last email to her, said that if she was going to cancel, they expected her to pay an additional fee of £100 sterling for cancelling, in addition to the costs that she had lost.
In other words, not only is there not a refund, there's a penalty.
Yeah, so they say. They claim that they...
And how did it help to recoup the extra money, given that your friend is... very annoyed that she lost she's forfeited £600.
She had the good sense to cancel the credit card, able to claim it. But I have seen accounts from other people who unfortunately were charged after deciding not to proceed with Sun Kiss.
So it's called Sun Kiss Travel. When you ring the Dublin number, it's a working holiday. Isn't that the best phrase? It's a working holiday. That's what they're offering. Maybe we'll put out the number 1850-715-815. If anyone has had dealings with Sun Kiss Travel, please let us know. Graham, thanks indeed. I hope wherever she goes, she gets some sunshine.
I hope so too. Okay. Thanks a million, Joe.
Okay, Graham, thanks indeed. Now let me bring in, just before the break, Michael Carmichan, because the opening phone call about these working holiday, the organisation that Graham's friend was dealing with was called Sun Kiss. Michael Carmichan is in Mallorca. Michael, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks, and thanks for listening. You were, 20 years there, and you have two bars.
I've been here since 1991, and I operate one at the moment. I have two bars, but I'm operating one of them.
Okay.
The other one rented it.
Now, these working holiday companies, are there many of them? Do you see many of them out there?
There's been a sort of proliferation over the last 2 years. There are more of them. I don't actually know of this Sun-Kissed, because I don't know all their names.
Yeah,
there are some of the ones that are more prominent in the resort where I have my bar. But basically, the modus operandi is the same, seems to be the same with all of them, whereby they recruit, they call themselves recruitment companies here.
That's
what they're, and they basically do everything as you outlined earlier on, or your contributor outlined earlier on, promising connections of work and promising other people and paid to party and various ways of kind of selling it. The reality is that they get young people and they take several hundred euros off them. The companies I know of, the flight is not included in that. They provide, some of them provide a month's accommodation. Some of them claim to provide accommodation throughout the season. However, the working reality is a lot different. They make basically zero contact with anybody that I know of. Local businesses, because I've certainly never been approached by any of them saying, "Would you have any job opportunities?" But what I have is I've had over the last few years, I would say hundreds of youngsters, Irish and English, coming through the doors saying they're with these companies and they've basically been abandoned to find jobs for themselves. They've paid hundreds of euros. I've taken some of them on trial and given some of them have worked out, but they paid hundreds of euros. Then when they get to the resort, for that they get a month's accommodation, or if they have accommodation throughout the season, they're invariably crammed into a small apartment lots of other people, they can have four and five and six people to a room. Sometimes it's pretty awful, really. What they do when they get them down is the first thing they do is to try and take more money off them by sending them to organized events, pub crawls, boat parties, this kind of thing. They sell them. Mm-hmm. They sell them these excursions as a way of getting to know other workers, so thereby taking more money off them. And to get their paperwork in order, they charge them. They get a commission on that. And they pay a deposit. A lot of them pay a deposit on the apartment, and I've never heard of that deposit being given back. Invariably, and I'm not speaking about Sunkist because I don't know them.
Okay, but I take that point.
That there are many of these companies, and my strong advice to any youngster coming down. I've children who are late teens and early twenties myself, and if anything like this happened to them, I'd be absolutely furious. I am furious about it anyway. As soon as the item came on, I thought, gosh, that I've been, and with other bar owners, we've been on about this for years. It's just a total rip off, and it's exploitation in the extreme. Mm-hmm. And
Michael, do you run an Irish pub as such?
Yes, I
okay.
do. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So you know, we've had it before, and they are in many cases brilliant. But that when Irish people are in difficulties, they will fetch up at the Irish pub. Is that what you've heard in your pub, that people are being let down?
It's not necessarily to do with being an Irish pub. It's just in general, the youngsters coming through the door and that they're being let down. I mean, first of all, as an employer, you cannot give anybody a job without a trial. You've got, of course, there has to be a trial period to see if somebody. So how these companies can kind of say that they're going to help them find work, etc. I've never been approached by any of these companies as in any kind of a liaison capacity to try and help their clients out. They sort of seem to bank on the fact that the youngsters within 2 weeks or 3 weeks will be so disillusioned, and they'll have cleaned them out of all their money, and will be so disillusioned that they leave, and thereby opening up the accommodation for the next stop, because they tend to work at the beginning of May, beginning of June, beginning of July.
Okay.
They tend to bring them out at the beginning of the month, and they have a clear out within a few weeks, and thereby creating the space.
Sounds like you're pretty frustrated with the carry on.
Well, I just think it's completely immoral. I mean, I think it's completely immoral. I mean, you know, people come down looking for work, and people come, and not everybody is suitable. I mean, the bar industry in Spain is every bit as difficult and as hard work as it is in Ireland. But people come down with false expectations, and they're sold. They're encouraged to have these false expectations, and they're promised something that just doesn't exist. My advice to anybody, a youngster coming down, would be contact by email or contact bars directly to kind of get to make some kind of contact yourself. But then come down on a 2 week, book a 2 week holiday, and come down and see where that takes you.
Okay.
But paying money out to these companies is you're tearing up your money.
Okay. I'm sure there are some reputable ones out there. But anyway, I take your point, Michael.
Yeah.
And kind regards. That's Michael
from
in Mallorca, 51551.